Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us from Burlington, Massachusetts, where Keurig Dr. Pepper Inc. has recently unveiled a very cool and very good newsy coffee puck. About 18 months ago on the Good News Podcast, I shared very good news about a Swiss company that had invented little coffee balls that could be used in a Keurig-like single-serve coffee machine. And at the time, I was very excited about this technology starting to replace some of these single-use plastic cups that are used in K-cup coffee makers. And here we are, folks, a little over a year later, and the Keurig K-Round has just busted onto the scene. I read about this in a few places. In Fast Company, they say that 45 million households in the United States have a Keurig machine, which is about 40% of the country, and that blows my mind. That is a ton of Keurig machines. So if in the next few years some of these are using new technology, that could be a real win for the planet. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Let's talk about the K-Round. It looks like a little coffee hockey puck, and it's coated in a flavorless algae-based coating, just like the Coffee Bee coffee ball from Switzerland. In fact, Keurig developed this coffee puck with Delica, the company that designed and developed the Coffee Bee machine. These new K rounds are compostable and can be disposed of just like coffee grounds, because that's pretty much all they are. And as an added benefit for you espresso fans out there, these can be used to make shots of espresso where a K-cup can't. And a side benefit of these K-rounds is that with their algae-based coating, that means we're going to need to grow a lot more algae. And lest we forget, 2022 was the year of algae on the Good News Podcast. And we know that algae and seaweed have the potential to do a ton of really cool things for the planet. They're excellent at slurping up CO2, and they can help make cows burp less. So in some situations, I would say, for seaweed, let's get growing. I don't own any Keurig Dr. Pepper stock, and I'm still pretty anti-K-cups, even though they are more recyclable and made of more recycled plastic than they were even a few years ago. I still think this eco-friendly innovation in a big corporate conglomerate is really good news. If 40% of U.S. households eventually stop needing those single-use K-cups every day, that would be a huge win. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter, @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.